This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Safety Board will hold February 21st live-streamed public hearing in Albuquerque. The Department of Energy Order 140.1 will be the topic for the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board public hearing during the evening of Thursday, February 21st in Albuquerque. The Department of Energy DOE order restricts the board's access to personnel, facilities, and documents for some of the most dangerous nuclear weapons facilities located across the country. The restrictions are contrary to congressional legislation that established the Safety Board in 1988. The board's statutory mission is to, quote, provide independent analysis, advice, and recommendations to the Secretary of Energy in providing adequate protection of public health and safety at defense nuclear facilities, end quote. The hearing will be held in Albuquerque from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mountain Time at the Albuquerque Convention Center, 401 2nd Street Northwest. It will be live-streamed from the board's website at dnfsb.gov. A link will be posted there on the day of the hearing. Witnesses include four managers from the three DOE sites in New Mexico, which are Los Alamos National Laboratory, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. The scheduled witnesses are Todd Schrader, the WIP manager, Jeffrey Harrell, the Sandia Field Office manager, Doug Hines, the Los Alamos Cleanup manager, and William Steve Goodrum, the Los Alamos Nuclear Weapons Program manager. The board's technical director, Chris Rossetti, will also testify. The board invites you to attend the hearing and participate in the public comment portion from 7:15 to 8:50 p.m. If you would like to speak, please pre-register by emailing your request by February 19th to hearing at dnfsb.gov. This hearing is the third about the DOE order. To view the previous hearings, visit dnfsb.gov/public-hearings-meetings. The order entitled, quote, Interface with the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, end quote, was issued last May without public notice and opportunity to comment. One issue of particular concern is the board's oversight of both worker and public health and safety. The new order eviscerates the board's oversight to only public health and safety outside a facility's boundary. Santa Fe County Commissioner Anna Hansen and former CCNS board chair encouraged the public's participation at this important nuclear safety hearing. Hansen said, quote, The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board is an important board that works to keep workers, the public, and the environment safe from Los Alamos and their completely unstable safety record. The Trump administration is trying to reduce the board's oversight with Order 140.1. Don't let them take away the board's critical oversight. We need the board to be stronger, not weaker. Please make the time to attend and participate in this important hearing. Everybody counts, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.